Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Sechus Bav Metzia, Dav Kuftas Vav, the ninth parak Hamakabel. This parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Ben Rabbi Yamin Yosef Alav Shalom. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Almana ben shi ania ben shi ashira, a widow, whether she's poor or wealthy, eim mashkin oisa. We do not take a mashkin from her, because the Torah says, osachbo begad almana, and you shall not take as security the garment of a widow. In a braisa, this ruling is quoted from Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon argues and says one may take a mashkin from a wealthy widow. The Torah only prohibited taking a mashkin from a poor widow because he must return it daily, and you would thereby give her a bad name among her neighbors who would suspect her of improper conduct. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon is Darsh time of the Kra. He expounds the reason of the Pasuk to limit its applications, and so limits the above prohibition to its reason, and Rabbi Yehuda does not. The Gemara said they seem to reverse their positions in a machlokes about a king's prohibition to marry too many wives, where Rabbi Yehuda holds he may, ubilvad shi lo yimaser es libo, provided they do not turn his heart away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Shimon holds he may not marry too many wives, even if they're like Abigail. The Gemara answers that in this case, where the Torah itself writes the reason, each Tana reverses his opinion as it proceeds to explain. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one who takes a portable mill as a mashkon transgresses a lav and is chayv for two kalim, because the Torah writes him separately, and he shall not take a lower millstone or upper millstone for security. One is also chayv for taking kol dover she'osim bo'o kol nefesh, anything used for food preparation, because the pasuk says, ki nefesh hu chovel, for he is taking a life as a security. Rav Huna says that one who takes either an upper millstone or lower millstone incurs two sets of malchus, one for the individual utensil and another for the general prohibition of ki nefesh hu chovel. If he took both millstones, he incurs three sets of malchus. Rav Huna disagrees and says that millstones are only liable for their explicit prohibition, but ki nefesh hu chovel is l'shar dvarim hudaseh, is coming only to prohibit taking other articles used in food preparation, not millstones. And point number three, the Gemara suggests comparing this machlokus with another. Rava says that if one ate a carbon pesach na, partially unroasted, he incurs two sets of malchus, one for the specific na of the pasuk, and another for the general prohibition of ki'im sli esh, unless it is roasted over a fire. If he ate it cooked, he incurs malchus for mavushal, cooked, as well as for ki'im sli esh. If he ate it both partially roasted and cooked, he's liable for all three prohibitions. Abai says, ein lokin olav shebeklos. One does not incur malchus for a general prohibition. The Gemara suggests that Abai holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who said, one is not a chai for the general prohibition of ki nefesh hu chovel, for taking a millstone, and Rava holds like Rabbi Huna, who says he is. The Gemara proceeds to explain how this malchus may be specific to the prohibition of ki nefesh hu chovel. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Almana ben shia nia ben shia shira, a widow, whether she's poor or wealthy, eim b'mashkin oisa. We do not take a mashkin from her, because the Torah says, osachbo begad almana, you shall not take as security the garment of a widow. In a braisa, this ruling is quoted from Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon argues and says one may take a mashkin from a wealthy widow. The Torah only prohibited taking a mashkin from a poor widow because he must return it daily, and you would thereby give her a bad name among her neighbors who would suspect her of improper conduct. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon is Darsh time of the Kra. He expounds the reason of the pasuk to limit its applications, and so limits the above prohibition to its reason, and Rabbi Yehuda does not. The Gemara said they seem to reverse their positions in a machlokes about a king's prohibition to marry too many wives, where Rabbi Yehuda holds he may, ubilvad shi lo yimaser es libo, provided they do not turn his heart away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Shimon holds he may not marry too many wives, even if they're like Abigail. The Gemara answers that in this case, where the Torah itself writes the reason, each Tana reverses his opinion as it proceeds to explain. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one who takes a portable mill as a mashkon transgresses a lav and is chayv for two kalim, because the Torah writes him separately, and he shall not take a lower millstone or upper millstone for security. One is also chayv for taking kol dover she'osim bo'o kol nefesh, anything used for food preparation, because the pasuk says, ki nefesh hu chovel, for he is taking a life as a security. Rav Huna says that one who takes either an upper millstone or lower millstone incurs two sets of malchus, one for the individual utensil and another for the general prohibition of ki nefesh hu chovel. If he took both millstones, he incurs three sets of malchus. Rav Huna disagrees and says that millstones are only liable for their explicit prohibition, but ki nefesh hu chovel is l'shar dvarim hudaseh, is coming only to prohibit taking other articles used in food preparation, not millstones. And point number three, the Gemara suggests comparing this machlokus with another. Rava says that if one ate a carbon pesach na, partially unroasted, he incurs two sets of malkas, one for the specific na of the pasuk, and another for the general prohibition of ki'im sli esh, unless it is roasted over a fire. If he ate it cooked, he incurs malkas for mavushal, cooked, as well as for ki'im sli esh. If he ate it both partially roasted and cooked, he's liable for all three prohibitions. Abai says, ein lokin olav shebeklos, one does not incur malkas for a general prohibition. The Gemara suggested Abai holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who said, one is not a chai for the general prohibition of ki nefesh hu chovel, for taking a millstone, and Rava holds like Rabbi Huna, who says he is. The Gemara proceeds to explain how this malkokas may be specific to the prohibition of ki nefesh hu chovel. All right, so now we go to our siman daf kuftes vav, and our standard siman is katoris, and we often use a katoris maker, so here goes. The lender who took the wealthy woman's katoris maker as a mashkon wisely left behind her portable mill, which would have made him chayav for two sets of malkus, after recalling how he was lashed twice the previous Pesach for eating carbon Pesach, partially raw. Once again, slow motion. The lender who took the wealthy woman's katoris maker, katoris, that must be on daf kuftes vav. The lender who took the wealthy woman's katoris maker, as a mashkon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Almanda ben shi'a, nia ben shi'a shira, a widow, whether she's poor or wealthy, aim mashkin oisa, we do not take a mashkon from her, because the Torah says, we'll talk about begat almanda, you shall not take as security the garment of a widow. In a brisa, this ruling is quoted from Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon argues and says, one may take a mashkon from a wealthy widow. The Torah only prohibited taking a mashkon from a poor widow because he must return it daily, and you would thereby give her a bad name among her neighbors who would suspect her of improper conduct. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is based on whether we're dorish, time and akra, whether we expand the reasons from the pasuk. So the lender who took the wealthy woman's katoris maker as a mashkon wisely left behind her portable mill, which would have made him chayiv for two sets of malkas, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who takes a portable mill as a mashkon transgresses a love, and is chayiv for two kalim, because the Torah writes him separately, Oyachmo rechayim v'rachim, ye shall not take a lower millstone or upper millstone for security. There's malchokas whether one is also chai for taking kol davar she'osim bo ochel nefesh, anything used for food preparation, because the pasuk says, ki nefesh hu chovel, for he is taking a life as a security. So the lender took the wealthy woman's katoris maker as a mashkon, wisely left behind her portable mill, which would have made him chayiv for two sets of malkas, after recalling how he was lashed twice the previous Pesach for eating the carbon Pesach, partially raw, which reminds us, Rava says if one ate a carbon pesach na, partially raw, he incurs two sets of malkas, one for the specific na of the pasuk, and another for the general prohibition of ki'im sli esh, unless it's roasted over a fire. If he ate it cooked, he incurs malkas for mavushal, cooked, as well as for ki'im sli esh. If he ate partially raw and cooked, he's chayav for all three prohibitions. Abai says, ein lokin olav shebeklos, one does not incur malkas for general prohibition. So once again, the lender took the wealthy woman's katoris maker as a mashkon, wisely left behind her portable mill, which would have made him chayiv for two sets of malkas, after recalling how he was lashed twice the previous Pesach for eating the carbon Pesach, partially raw. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach hazara. Kuf Yud Aleph, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak. So here goes. The owner of the kayak rental business, kayak, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The owner of the kayak rental business, who sent a friend to hire employees for him, so neither of them would transgress Baal Talin, which reminds us, in a brisa was taught that if one tells a shliach, go hire employees for me, shnehin ein ovrim mishum Baal Talin, neither of them would transgress the prohibition not to hold a worker's wages overnight if they're not paid on time. The employer because he didn't hire them himself, and the shliach because the wages are not with him since he's not the one who owes them payment. So the owner of the kayak rental business, who sent a friend to hire employees for him, so neither of them would transgress Baal Talin, while he was paying a worker before dawn for taking out some tourists on a two-hour midnight tour, which reminds us regarding one hired for part of a day. Rav said, Schir Shal is the Yom Gobeko HaYom. One hired for several hours of the day collects all day after completing his work and must be paid before nightfall. Schir Shal is the Laila Gobeko HaLaila. One hired for hours of the night collects all night. Shmuel agrees that one hired for several hours of the day collects all day, but says the one hired for several hours of the night collects all night and all the next day. So the owner of the kayak rental business, who sent a friend to hire employees for him, so neither of them would transgress Baal Talin, while he was paying a worker before dawn for taking out some tourists on a two-hour midnight tour, told the ger toshav he hired as a security guard through the night to come during the day to get his check, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas about Talin for the hire of an animal, Kalim, and a Ger Toshav. Kuf Yud Beis, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The owner of the Rubik's Cube store, Rubik's Cube, that must be more in Daf Kufyud Bays. The owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who had transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door so he wouldn't transgress Baal Ta'alin, which reminds us, the mission the previous daf taught, Himchal Eitzel Chanvani or Eitzel Shulchani, if the employer transferred the employee to a storekeeper or money changer to be paid, which Rashi explains means that he transferred the debt to them from which the employee draws food or money for their wages, the employer does not violate Baal Ta'alin if he's not paid on time. So, the owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door so he wouldn't transgress Baal Ta'alin, was taken aback when one of his workers came and swore in front of Beis Din that he wasn't paid on time, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, Sachir b'zmano nishba b'noto, if a hired worker claims his pay when it is due, he may swear he was not paid and collect it. The Gemara asks why the rabbis institute this law, and ultimately explains, Baal Habayis is tor b'polimu, the employer is preoccupied with his workers and may mistakenly think he paid when he did not. So, the owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who had transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door so he wouldn't transgress Baal Ta'alin, was taken aback when one of his workers came and swore in front of a basin that he wasn't paid on time, bringing his contract as proof over the specific amount that was owed, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if an employee swears to collect because the employer is preoccupied with his workers, the same should hold true when they dispute the amount of wages he stipulated. Yet, a brisa teaches that an employee must bring proof where they dispute the amount agreed upon for payment. The Gemara answers, Kitzitza vada mincha dechiri la inshi. People certainly remember the amount of a stipulation despite preoccupation with workers. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The Shliach Basin was a bit of a geek. Geek? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Shliach Basin was a bit of a geek and used a mushroom snatching tool to grab a mushroom from a borrower in the street, which reminds us the next mission states regarding a lender that he may not seize the security from the borrower if he fails to pay except in Basin, and he may not enter the borrower's house to take the security of his, as the Pasuk says, Bechutz Ta'amod, you shall stand outside. Shmuel says the Shliach Basin may grab a mushroom from the borrower in the street, but he may not seize a mushroom by entering his house. So the Shliach Basin was a bit of a geek and used a mushroom snatching tool to grab a mushroom from a borrower in the street while making sure to leave two beds in his house, one for eating on and one for sleeping on. There were at least Dalet Amos apart, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa that a Shliach Basin must leave two beds for the borrower, one for sleeping on and one for eating on. These are necessary because of Shmuel's statement that he said he knew the cure for all maladies except for three, one of them being one who eats bread and does not walk Dalet Amos before going to sleep. Therefore, one needs a separate bed for eating. So, the Shliach Basin, who was a bit of a geek and used a mushroom snatching tool to grab a mushroom from a borrower in the street, while making sure to leave two beds in his house, one for eating on and one for sleeping on, that were at least Dalet Amos apart, handed out crowns to Jews on the street, reminding them that despite their financial circumstance, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim hen, which reminds us of Abai listed four Tanaim who hold Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim hen, all people of Yisrael are like princes. Daf Kuf Yadod, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yadod is a kiddie amusement park. So here goes. The children at the kiddie amusement park, that must be on Daf Kuf Yadod, kiddie. The children at the kiddie amusement park who were waiting in line at the Masadrim booth, where someone would assess their basic needs for collecting the Arachim pledges, but not their Hektish ones, which reminds us we have Malchuk's whether we are a Masadr when it comes to a pledge of Hektish. Barpada and Ilfa say we do not, based on a Kavach Homer from a Balcho, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that we do. So, the children at the kiddie amusement park, who were waiting in line at the Masadrim booth, where some would assess their basic needs for collecting the Arachim pledges, but not their Hektish ones, watch one boy do the idolater cemetery run, where the goal was to use a cloak to pick up fragrant leaves, which reminds us the Gemara brings the instant Rabba Bar Avoa meeting Elio in a cemetery of idolaters, and Elio taking him to Gan Eden, telling him to use his cloak to collect leaves in order to become wealthy. So, the children at the kiddie amusement park, who were waiting in line at the Masadrim booth, where some would assess their basic needs for collecting the Arachim pledges, but not their Hektish ones, watch one boy do the idolater cemetery run, where the goal was to use a cloak to pick up fragrant leaves, right next to where another boy was playing Pledge Pursuit, pretending to be a lender and retrieving the mushroom from Yosomim after his borrower played dead. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishkano, if the lender took a mushroom from the borrower and returned it to him when he needed it, umes, and the borrower died, shomto me al gabibanav, the lender may pull it off his sons for collection. Although one normally cannot collect metaltim from Yosomim, this lender can because he acquired the mushroom. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you whether a renter is entitled to the shavach, the increased growth on sycamore trees? That's on daf Kuftas. Good number two, which daf do you discuss whether one can take a mushroom from a wealthy widow? Malchok is being based on whether we're a dorish time at the crowd. That's on daf Kuftas Vav. Good number three, which of the one that there are four Tanaim who hold Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim hen? That's on daf Kufyud Gimel. Good number four, which stuff they learned that an employer who transfers the wages of an employee to a storekeeper does not transgress Bal Talin. That's on Daf Kufyud Beis. Good number five, which stuff to discuss how many sets of malkas one would get for eating the Karban Pesach partially raw. That's on Daf Kuftes Vav. Good number six, which of them about the incident of Rabba Bar Avuah meeting Eliyahu in a cemetery of idolaters. That's on Daf Kufyud Daled. Good number eight, which of them when a worker must bring proof of the amount of wages in dispute because employers do remember the amount of a stipulation. That's on Daf Kufyud Beis. Good number eight, which stuff do you discuss whether Masada regarding a pledge to Hekdesh. That's on Daf Kufyud Daled. Good number nine, which stuff do you discuss the number of prohibitions for taking a mill as a mashkon? That's on Daf Kuftes Vav. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you learn why the lender must leave two beds in the borrower's home? That's on Daf Kufyud Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.